Well, and a good afternoon to you, everybody. Happy Friday. Kevin Rount sitting in for Dave Bernstein on the agenda today. And I have a very special guest, one that you have not heard here before, at least very often in terms of his voice, but you have heard his work. His name is Tracy Ellis. He works in the Senate for the Senate Republicans. And we're going to talk a little bit about what life is like in the Senate building during session, off session, all of those good things. No policy conversation today. So if you're looking to hear what's happening in the legislative session and our thoughts on it, that is not what we're doing today. But we do want to talk a little bit about it now that, you know, it's July. We're getting right around the corner to the session here that's going to happen before we know it. Good afternoon, Tracy. Good to see you.
No, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
First off, you're working for the Senate Republicans. What's your official? You're a communications director?
Radio coordinator. So I work with all the radio stations in the state. Yeah.
How did you get into that? Like, how does that start?
You know, it's just like you. I worked in small market radio and a little bit in Seattle for 27 years. And one day the guy who was there before, Jim Valley, gave me a call and said, "Hey, would you be interested in doing this?" And we had worked together in the past. I said, "Yeah, you know, I'd love to check it out." And it's been fantastic. I mean, the session is nonstop excitement, and I'm into state government. I always have been. I worked in Olympia for a number of years covering state government. So I find it fascinating, and it's, I'll tell you what, it is like nothing you've ever done before. Politics are so different than, you know, I've worked many different jobs, including radio, but it's just a different animal, especially during the session, because they're trying to get a lot of stuff done in a very short amount of time.
Yeah, I would imagine that's one of the challenges is that they have, you know, this upcoming year is going to be the 60-day session, and the longest session they have is a 100-day session, unless they go over. But I would imagine you are trying to cram a lot of work into a short period of time.
Absolutely. And that's one of the biggest challenges is getting everything done, and part of my job and the other people who are part of the communications team, getting information out to constituents. I mean, it's important for people to understand what's going on. Sometimes we get stuck in kind of this mode in Olympia where, oh, we're all busy and, you know, we all know what's going on. But the people out here, the people who are, you know, voting for the senators and representatives don't know what's happening. And so it's important for us to get that information out through sources like this. I mean, you guys are fantastic, and newspaper and other sources, so people have an idea about what's going on in Olympia. So when they have a chance to communicate with their senators, they'll know what they're talking about.
How do you determine there's literally sometimes hundreds of bills that are flying around each side of the building in Olympia. How do you determine which is the one that you're going to go and try to tackle and try to find a senator to get some audio from and really start to work on it?
Well, sometimes it's the senator themselves. They'll say, "Hey, listen, this is a big deal for my community, for my district, and I want to do a radio story on it." And a lot of ideas get generated that way. Other times, it's just the big statewide issues. I mean, when you're talking about things like taxes, for example, education, those things, those are huge issues statewide. And so when a bill with a lot of debate comes up on one of those issues, those generally work into a story that we want to get out to everybody in the state. Other times, you know, I just have to ask myself, the good thing about being in radio or having been in radio is that I kind of know what all the radio stations are looking for. So I have to ask myself, okay, what story today is something that radio stations might be interested in? Sometimes it's something like when Edgar Martinez was voted into the Hall of Fame, we did a resolution for him on the Senate floor. I just know that a lot of these stations cover sports, cover the Mariners, and a lot of people in these communities are interested in Edgar especially. I mean, I think his connection with people goes beyond just the Seattle area. It's statewide. So that's a story that, you know, even though it's not a hard-hitting news story, that I wanted to do. So that's kind of the way, kind of the process we go through.
And so what's a typical day during session? So when January hits, what does a typical day for you look like?
Usually get into the office in the morning, early in the morning, around 8 o'clock or so, I guess. And
so you sleep in,
compared to radio, right? I know. That's why I always say to people, I used to tell my wife, I said, you know, it'd be a dream just to have a job that's 8 to 5 with an hour off for lunch. Because in radio, we, you know, get here all crazy hours. But during the session, there's not a lot of time. Once you get into the office, you're pretty much go, 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 find out what's going on. You follow any floor debate that's happening. So you're, anytime they're on the floor, you're watching everything because you never know when something's going to pop up. Sometimes it could be an innocuous bill, but the debate gets heated for some reason. Well, that could be a story and interesting. So we're watching all the debate. We're keeping track of what's happening in committee. That's another area where news happens. So as they're formulating the bills, debating the bills in committee. So we're watching those committee hearings too and following those and talking with you know, senators, is this something you want to do? Do you want to do an interview on this? Setting up interviews, that's the other thing. When people like yourself call and say, hey, we'd really like to get Senator Hawkins on, we spend time doing that and working with their schedules to do that. And then, of course, creating the stories themselves. When it really picks up, like near the end of the session this year, when it's nonstop, I mean, there was one day we didn't get out of there until 5 o'clock in the morning. And we had to be back, and that was on a Saturday. So when it gets really down to crunch time, we work 7 days a week. And in that particular case, we worked like it was an 18-hour day, and then we came back the next day, which was a Sunday, and worked another 12-hour day. I mean, you're just kind of constantly going because they're trying to churn through all these bills, you know. And especially this year, you had some of the most controversial bills happen at the very end of session in the middle of the night. So, I mean, if we aren't there to report on this stuff, then people may never know about it. And it's a challenge when you have stuff like that happening, you know, in the middle of the night because you people are sleeping and sometimes it's hard to turn a story over so quickly. But that's a great thing about radio, right? Is that we're there while it's happening, write the story, get it out to you guys, and you could get it on, you know, as soon as we send it to you. So it remains timely and fresh that way. That's a very important part of what I do, just trying to stay on top of things as they're happening so I could get that information to you so you could get it out to the listeners.
So if they're going till 3 in the morning, 4 in the morning, you're up going till 3, 4 in the morning.
And that's all Senate staff. You know, any of us who work, you know, both for Republicans, Democrats, or administration, anytime they're in session, we're there, all of us. And yes, there's a lot of tired people sometimes walking around like zombies during session.
And they always get a little more irritable when they're tired.
You have a little bit of that. And, you know, I mean, sometimes politics can be a little bit messy. I don't know if you've heard that.
That's the rumor. I'm still working on some sources to confirm this.
Right. So it can, it can get a little bit tense at times for sure during the session.
Well, okay. So now that we're not in session, sort of, what is it, you know, what does the day look like? I'd imagine it's a little more 8 to 5.
It's exactly the opposite. it's fine, Trish, trying to find stuff to do. I'm reaching out to constituents like I'm doing now. I'm touring all the radio stations in the state and all the news stations and talking with people like yourself just to kind of get a sense of how things went during the session. While we're out, we talk with constituents as well to see, you know, if they had a pretty good idea of what was happening and how we could do a better job of getting that information out to them. This is also a time to kind of look at the bills as they go into effect. A lot of the bills went into effect in July. And so we're kind of tracking that to see how they're impacting businesses, agencies, and that sort of thing, watching that. And then, you know, starting to rev up a little bit in anticipation for the next session, which isn't until January, but just kind of putting plans together. Another thing is that sometimes there are issues that are so big that it requires reaction from a senator. And perfect example of that, there were a couple of stories recently. One, the Amtrak train crash in Pierce County. That was a very important issue for Senator Oban, who represents that area. So in times like that, when the report came out talking about what happened, you know, he's going to want to be active. And so we'll be covering him and doing stories on and something like that. Another thing just recently, and you guys I'm sure did something on it, is the income tax. Seattle's court hearing that basically gave them an end to debate this in the Supreme Court and you know, talk about enacting an income tax. So that's a huge issue, obviously, and we all rev into gear when something like that happens and all the senators are active. But you have to remember, too, they have to go back to work. I mean, this is a citizen legislature. So most of these, if not all of them, have jobs or they own businesses, you know, so they don't have the luxury of taking, you know, a lot of time off during the interim to, you know, work on Senate stuff because they are so busy on their with their regular jobs. It's amazing to me how they do it. Yeah, I don't know how they do it sometimes, to be honest with you, because it can be a full-time job in itself, just being a legislator. And then on top of that, you know, running a business or working for somebody else, it's pretty amazing.
We're talking with Tracy Ellis, the radio coordinator for the Senate Republicans. And as that radio coordinator, how much do you work with either John, your counterpart on the House side, and maybe how much do you work with on the Democrat side of things?
You would be surprised. The four corners, as we call them, the Senate Republican Caucus, the Senate Democratic Caucus, the House Republican Caucus, and the House Democratic Caucus, we don't really work together at all, believe it or not. It's like they're like two separate universes. It's weird. The House is just so different than the Senate in a lot of respects. Representatives are only there for 2 years at a time, so it's a much different dynamic. And there are a lot more of them. There's twice as many of them. So it's just different. It's so different that, you know, it just we rarely have times where, you know, we coordinate things. Now, if all the members of the district want to get together and do an interview or whatever, then we'll coordinate that. But for the most part, what happens in the House stays in the House, happens in the House, and what happens in the Senate kind of stays in the Senate. We don't usually work as far as communications-wise with the other corners. And you know, it is it's a partisan position, and you know, you're working to get information about your members out to the public, and the other communication staffs for the Democrats in the House and Democrats in the Senate are trying to do the same thing. So we don't really work with each other at all, to be honest with you. It's just those four corners are all kind of separate. It's funny how it works that way. I was surprised, to be honest with you.
Is there a lot of people you've seen around the Capitol building these days? Are there some that are kind of coming into the office from time to time?
I mean, it's certainly not as many as during the session.
Okay. You know?
I mean, it's the senators will come in and check in. They have committees and stuff, committee hearings during the interim that they have to attend. A lot of times those happen throughout the state, so in different places. But and they'll come in and check in from time to time. Mostly we communicate with them, you know, via electronic media or in phone calls or whatever, because, again, they are so busy. But, you know, people certainly come into the office and have stuff to do during Olympia during this time. But most of the legislators have district offices in their districts, and so they do most of their work out of those district offices. It just makes more sense, you know, that way they're connecting with the people that they actually represent rather than just being down Olympia. And sometimes when you're down there, like I said earlier, you lose track of, you know, the rest of the state because you're in that little Olympia bubble, you know?
Right. Do you have a favorite story? It could be one. It doesn't need to be a policy story, but like a favorite story from this past session. One, you know, that just like everything kind of just was like you walked out of it going, this is why I do this.
You know, funny that you mentioned that because I was thinking there were several. I think the biggest thing was when they were debating new taxes at the very end of the session in the middle of the night. And, you know, they adjourned at 5 o'clock in the morning and I had to get those stories out because I knew that if we didn't, and not just me, but everybody knew, if we didn't get those stories out, people were not going to hear about it. It was a huge issue. There was a big increase in taxes this year that affects a lot of people, businesses and beyond. And I think that day, after working so hard for so many days in a row and then adjourning at 5 o'clock and being able to get those stories out about, you know, tax increases, school levies and that kind of stuff, big issues, that was very, very rewarding because I knew I was going to be able to get that to you guys in time for you to air it and get it on so people right away could understand, you know, what just happened in the middle of the night.
Do you ever have a senator come to you that they're just like angry and it's almost like you have to wait for them to kind of calm down before you can get good audio?
Yes. I like the audio when they're angry. But, oftentimes the audio I'll use is on the is from what they say on the floor. But yeah, usually we have a talk beforehand. It's like, okay, what, you know, what's the message? What are you going to get out? And they may be angry, but the members I work for are all very intelligent, and they all understand that, you know, raw emotion isn't necessarily the best way to get your message out. And so, but yeah, sometimes it gets very heated down there, and you know, you have to, and you're working. Yeah. You're working with somebody who maybe just got off the floor debating something that they hate, and they're going to be fuming a little bit, but you know, we work around that.
Tracy Ellis, the radio coordinator for the Senate Republicans. You'll hear much of his work, particularly starting in January. But as things happen in the Senate and the state legislature in general, we'll be reporting them to you here on KPQ. Tracy, thanks so much for swinging by.
Oh, thanks for having me. I love Wenatchee. It's weird. So much different than Olympia. Just walking down the street, people say hi to you out of the blue. Didn't know what to do. No, it's fantastic.
You look at him like, what? Something on my face? What's going on?
Exactly. No, but thank you so much for having me.
All right. Tracy Ellis, we'll be back. When we come back, we'll talk with Debbie Gallagher from the Chelan PUD about changes coming to the Rocky Reach Discovery Center.